You are about to hear some remarkably beautiful 17th and 18th century Italian love songs. The singer is Ramon Vargas, and he first sang these songs as a child in Mexico City. Now, all these years later, Ramon Vargas has set out to bring these songs and the bel canto style of music to the world. Vargas has simplified the arrangements, and on his CD, In My Heart, Nel Mio Cuore, his tenor voice is accompanied by simple piano and chamber performances. Vargas says his love affair with the old world style of music was long in the making.
I was more or less 13. I heard Rigoletto, and I didn't like it.
You didn't like it? What didn't you like?
Because I was not prepared, and I was waiting all the opera to hear La Donna Immobile, and La Donna Immobile is in the third act. And this was a little bit too long to stay there and waiting. But some years later, I saw Turandot, and that was totally different experience. That was nicest for me because I understood.
Now, you grew up singing. You sang with a fairly famous boys' choir in Mexico.
Yes, I was in the choir for the Basilica de Guadalupe, the boys' choir. And this was a very impressive and very important experience in my life. Maybe the most important experience.
And you first sung some of the songs that actually appear on your CD as a soloist with this choir. And when you read the lyrics, they're so intense. Open my breast, and you will see written on my heart, Amaryllis is my love. How is it that a young boy can understand emotions that deep or even hope to interpret them?
This is only through the music. Because, of course, I didn't have any love experience. But the love experience through the music I did and I had in this moment.
Well, let's listen to one of your interpretations of one of the songs on your CDs. I was thinking of the first song. These songs are sung in the tradition of bel canto, or beautiful song. What does that mean?
Beginning with Rossini, and maybe finished with the first operas of Verdi. And this period was the bel canto, when the singer take the priority in the interpretation. All the expressions of the composer, of the poet, goes through the beauty of the singing.
Was the singer expected to in some way embellish the music or interpret it or make it his own?
Yes, yes. And the end of the bel canto period was excessive, was too much. And are coming the composers like Verdi, in the very beginning of Verdi, the first operas of Verdi, that he was very clear what he wants, because the singers take too many liberties. But if you sing the bel canto now, we do now in our time, now we pure. And now the music is coming like they thought. And it's really, really another thing. It's beautiful. The only thing that you have to do is to express yourself through the nice singing.
What was Italy like at the time these songs were written? And where might these songs have been performed?
We have to remember that the music and the art going through the court, only the rich people could have this pleasure to hear this music. It's later than the opera takes this popular way.
Is there an example of that, of a song that you think of on the CD particularly that was created for the ruling family at the time?
But I think almost... many of them.
Oh,
The composer is Alessandro Scarlatti. The lyrics for the song that you just sung, "Either cease to wound me or let me die. Ungrateful, merciless eyes, more cold and deaf to my pain than ice or marble. Either cease to wound me or let me die." And I'm wondering if the composers at that time were love-struck, or if this was more of the genre that they were writing in.
I remember now people that had a very sad life, Chopin or Bach, that many of the wives are dead in this period. The ladies through in the barn for the kids, they many of them was dead. And I can imagine this man that when he wrote the music put also this sadness inside. And I am sure that Scarlatti and Carissimi, Caccini, and when he wrote Amarilli, he was really in love in somebody. After 400 years, we enjoy it. I am sure that it was like this.
Ramon, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Tenor Ramon Vargas, his new CD is called In My Heart, Nel Mio Cuore, 17th and 18th Century Italian Songs.